President Bush and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon meet today at the White House in another attempt to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Sharon came to Washington with a vehement message that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is not a fit partner for peace negotiations. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Prime Minister Sharon arrived in Washington armed with over 100 pages of documents that Israel says support allegations that Yasser Arafat is directly involved in sponsoring terrorism. The documents, according to Israel, include testimony from Palestinians taken prisoner during Israel's recent military offensive into the West Bank. Also, says Israel, information confiscated from Arafat's headquarters. Palestinians say the documents are forgeries. U.S. officials say they can't comment on the material until they have time to study the documents. While they weigh the evidence, Prime Minister Sharon has invoked the one issue that binds U.S. and Israeli policy, whether Washington likes it or not. Sharon spoke at last night's leadership conference of the Anti-Defamation League held here in Washington.
There is a moral equivalency and direct connection between America's continuous operations against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Operation Defensive Shield and any other Israeli Defense Forces operation to defeat terrorism. There are acts of self-defense.
Sharon also used the speech to make his case once again against Yasser Arafat. He said that plans for peace depend on two things, a complete cessation of violence, terror, and incitement, as well as major reform of the Palestinian Authority to make the organization more accountable for its operations. Sharon implied that can't happen under Arafat's leadership.
A responsible Palestinian Authority that can advance the cause of peace should not be dependent on the will of one man.
Yesterday, President Bush was asked about Arafat as he addressed an elementary school in Michigan. Mr. Bush expressed sympathy for Israel's attitude toward the Palestinian leader, citing the involvement of the Palestinian Authority in arms smuggling last January, as the United States was trying to broker a security agreement between Israel and the Palestinians.
He has disappointed me. He must lead. He must show the world that he believes in peace. And we have laid out conditions for all parties in order to achieve peace.
Whatever Arafat's shortcomings, Bush administration officials say there is little choice but to negotiate with him. As National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said on Sunday, the U.S. is not going to try to choose a leader for the Palestinian people. But the administration agrees with Sharon that the Palestinian Authority must institute reforms. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
The president's been quite clear it needs to be, the whole Palestinian Authority needs to be more open, more transparent, have no ties to terrorism, avoid corruption. And I think the whole international community would look to the Palestinian Authority to take steps in that direction.
It's not clear how the United States might push the Palestinians to make such changes, but the issue is likely to be raised at the International Meeting on the Middle East, currently in the planning stages for this summer. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the meeting would have to focus on three issues: security, economic aid to the Palestinians, as well as political negotiations. Powell says the United States currently is seeking input from other countries on the meeting. Yesterday, he discussed it with Jordan's King Abdullah at the State Department. Afterward, Powell told reporters one international conference will not solve the problems.
The meeting we're talking about for this summer would not be a one-time meeting. It would be yet another step on a way forward.
The most difficult challenge before that meeting will be how to restart political negotiations. That also is likely to be the most difficult issue in today's meeting between Prime Minister Sharon and President Bush. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.